Is not that worth working for?
Yes, of course. You have heard of the many mansions in heaven?
Yes, but I never dreamed of their being real. Mary brings me to you to learn of the place I am in.
How strange. It seems as if I ought to be telling you. You will know all about it if you will study.
How shall I begin?
It is a little hard to tell you, but you must first learn to use your spirit sight and hearing.
But how can I learn?
Can you hear Mary?
Yes, a little.
Yes, I heard her. She asked me if I could see her. I could see a shadow and the shadow spoke.
Then apparently Mary spoke to him again.
Yes, she says I can learn both to hear and to see.
Do you think so?
This was written with much excitement.
We assured him it was true.
Well, I will surely try.
Is this my first lesson?
Mary thinks he will develop fast now.
Well, I heard more clearly then, and begin to think you are right.
When are you coming here?
After he had gone, we asked Mary how it was that he could hear us and not hear her.
That is because he is still in the mortal vibrations, and memories of earth life are more powerful than the unused spirit faculties.
Again, one was brought who claimed to know Sis, but she never learned his name.
There is one here who says he knew you long ago.
He is troubled and doubting his own identity, and we have brought him here to you.
Can he hear?
Yes, your voice better than ours.
Ask him a question.
Do you know where you lived?
No, I forgot. I was very sick and they moved me to this place when I was asleep.
Can you see anyone around you?
116 Not well. I must have lost my eyesight when sick.
Do you remember what happened when you were sick?
No, except medicine, doctors, nurses, and now and then friends to see me.
Do you know where I lived?
Yes, you lived in a place not far from where I was.
I was not at home, I remember that now.
Are you John Rumley?
No.
I knew him though.
Did you know he is near you?
No.
Is he here?
He was ill and died in a hospital.
No. He is alive, for I have seen him.
Perhaps, but John has passed through that which we call death.
I suspect you have done the same, and do not realize that instead of dying, you are still alive.
No, I don't see how that can be.
This is not heaven, and it isn't hell, and there are no other places for the soul to go.
If with your eyes bandaged someone had led you to another place, would you have believed all was light when you thought it night?
No.
But I would have torn the bandage off.
You are now blinded by the bandages of your earthly memories and do not know of the light about you yet.
What do you mean?
I mean that you should tear off those earthly bandages and learn to use your new senses.
My senses?
What are they?
Spirit sight and spirit hearing.
Have you these?
Not much of either.
I am nearly blind and deaf.
What can I do?
Are you willing to try to learn?
Yes.
Tell me what to do.
117 We have a good friend there whose name is Mary. She is near you.
Can you see her?
No.
Can you hear her?
No, I think not.
She brought you to me.
Mary?
Who is she?
Mary, can you speak to him?
Yes, I will try.
Did you hear anything?
Nothing but a whisper without any words.
Well, that is a beginning.
Try again.
Yes, I heard a little sound then.
Keep listening and you will soon hear.
Is that true, that I am to listen and hear?
Yes, you will soon learn and will acquire wonderful powers.
Yes.
Yes.
I hope that is true.
Help me.
Help me.
If you can.
Listen again.
I heard her.
She said I was in heaven.
Is that true?
You are in a part of heaven that is near earth.
That is true, you think?
I am sure of it.
Ask Mary, as you call her, to try again.
I believe I can learn to hear.
Mary, did you hear what he said?
Yes, I will ask his name.
She asks my name.
I can't find it.
What shall I do?
Don't worry.
You will soon find it.
118 Will she stay with me and help me?
Mary, what shall I tell him?
Tell him I or some other friend will be with him every minute until he becomes conscious of his own life and his own spirit powers.
This was repeated to him.
Well, I am so glad.
I cannot tell you how glad.
It is like waking from a nightmare.
Mary, what happened to him?
We have not heard his life history, but we think it is only a case of indifference toward all things spiritual, and possibly a little contempt for the weakness of so-called Christians in spending so much time in preaching and praying and psalm singing. Still another one who had known Sis was brought to us. "We wish to have you take a few words from someone here. We will write for him. He says they knew you long ago when you were in another town." Sis finally guessed the place. "Yes, that is the one. We think your teacher is here and remembers you. He says you studied with him." "Well, well. It seems strange that he should remember me. His memory is very clear. He died apparently in good health in the midst of plans for the future. He had never given much thought to this life and the change was difficult for him to make. He was rebellious at first and unhappy, but his guides were patient and have brought him into an understanding of this life. He was not unconscious long, and awakened to find his past had slipped away from him and his future a shadowy unknown. We have many such, but his mind, his mortal mind, was so vigorous that he could the less easily comprehend a condition in which the mortal mind was of no avail. He commenced as a little child might do, and has had a long time in initiation. But he has come into the light at last. If the mortal mind failed, I should think the memory would go too? No, not necessarily. The memory is a spirit power and is usually more keen in this life than in the other. What is his occupation? He has not been here in his spirit perception long enough to be brought into that for which he will be most fitted, but he gravitates toward music, and we think that will enter largely into his work. How did he come to know you and to remember me? 119 We are communicating with mortals, and that was his great desire. He has been in the circle repeatedly, and at last recognized you as a former pupil. Is there anything he wishes to say? Not much, we think, because he does not yet fully grasp conditions here. But he was much pleased to know of someone who was sending words across what to him is the shadow land of death. He will become more and more satisfied with this life and will be happy beyond his present power of belief. Have you a word to say to him? Tell him I am longing for the happiness there. We have told him and he is surprised. He cannot understand that attitude, for the earth life still weaves a strong attraction about him. I remember him as one who might have had much human pleasure. We think that is true. And his lack of comprehension, his lack of looking forward to this life while on earth, is a hindrance now. But he has made a great advance from his first dismal impressions, and will surely come into the light before long. Among the many who have been brought to us was one who, we were told, went to that side far back in the last century. I seemed to get the impression of 1840 or 1850. Mary said, "He wishes to know how many people there are in the United States now? There are about 110 million now. I suppose they scarcely numbered 40 million then, possibly less." He says he thinks that was about the number. "Will you tell him what has happened to the city of Morningside?" "Morningside? Yes. Near New York City?" "Yes, it was out from the city some ways then, was it not?" "Yes, it was some distance from New York." "Well, New York had some 7 million people now, and extends miles beyond Morningside, and is crowded with immense apartment houses nearly all the way. What must life be like?" I described the subway jam of late afternoons. 120 "Well, life has not improved in some ways, it seems to me. We thought New York a great city. Some of us thought it too big. What must it be now? I remember that most of the business was down toward the Battery." "Was Fifth Avenue prominent then?" "Yes, Fifth Avenue was the street of fashion." "Do you remember how far it extended?" "Not exactly, but not very far. It seems to me that the streets numbered up to 50 or 60. Morningside was a town where some of the merchants resided, and I was one of the number. I conducted a business on Broadway, just a small business, but it seemed very important to me then. We went to our business by carriage, and only in the last few years of my life were the streetcars. Not out to Morningside. No, just in the main part of the city of New York." I spoke further of the terrible congestion. "Perhaps it is as well that I have no need to be there. So heaven is not crowded like that? I haven't found it so yet." "You are still on the lower plane?" "Yes, I'm trying to find out what there is for me to do here. It is only a short time since I realized that I had died. I was not unconscious for very long, but all these years I have been trying to find out why I could not locate my people and my friends. It seems now like a dream, but as I passed through it was very real, and I suffered loneliness and despair all that time. Have you any idea why you were in that condition so long? I never gave a thought to the future life while I was on Earth. I don't know that I denied such an existence, but it gave me no concern. My life was filled with the affairs of the moment. I was in comfortable circumstances and had no especial cares. When I ceased the mortal existence, I had nothing to take its place. I could not understand what had happened. I seemed to be lost, and could find no one to help me. I know now, of course, that many were trying to help me, but none of their influence could penetrate the shell of material thought that still confined me. I wish people could understand that condition and its cause. Yes, do spread the knowledge that you are acquiring. If you can be the means of helping one soul to avoid the agony and terror through which I passed, your efforts will be well worthwhile. 121. When you were on Earth, what did you think when a friend passed away? I don't believe I thought at all. Did you have a family? Yes, and most of them are here. Some of them have been awaiting my recovery for many years. Some of them are passing through experiences more or less similar to mine. What did you do all these years? I hardly know now how I did occupy my time. I realize now that only a part of me was alive, only a very small part. But that part seemed to feed the awful terrors and agonies as much or even more than any complete earthly personality could do. Can you tell us more about it so we can tell others? I ought to be able to do so, for even now the memories are terrible. I seem to be in an unknown country, alone, and at all time filled with a terror that dangers lurked all about me. What these dangers were I could not have told. But I seemed striving all the time to escape them, and yet knew no place to go. I felt that everyone had deserted me. I was filled with hate that they could so treat me. Any thought aside from those of fear was mostly one of some plan of revenge on those whom I believed must be responsible for my situation. It was a long nightmare of dread and hate. I don't think a material body could have long survived such tortures. After what seemed ages, I began to hear something like musical sounds, and these began to have a quieting effect. Later I began to sense that there were other beings about me. And eventually I acquired my spirit powers, and am now beginning to understand some of the great glories of the life here that I have been so long in comprehending. Do spread the word. Make people understand what even mere apathy concerning the future may cause. Thank you for this opportunity to write. The above writer says B realizes now that only a part of him was alive. Undoubtedly this is true. Nearly all such cases evidence a dazed and bewildered condition in which the powers of reasoning are so deadened as to be almost lost. When they are brought to us, the influence from an earthly personality seems to release their spirit powers in some way. It could almost be said that the doors of the prison in which they have been confined were thrown open by touching a spring that only an influence from Earth could reach. The two incidents following illustrate this vividly. We have here in the circle a man who has had much trouble in realizing that he has left the Earth life. He was a thinker on religious subjects, but had reasoned things out according to his own satisfaction, and now cannot find conditions that correspond to his conclusions, and he cannot understand what has happened. He can both see and hear a little, but bethinks he is still among Earth people, and among those who scoff at his ideas. So he will not listen to them. He has a few friends who have formed somewhat similar opinions, and they feel that they are a little party of apostles who are persecuted by infidels, or something like that. They do not realize that they do not have their physical bodies and material brains. 122. Can we talk with them? We wish you would try. We think he will listen to you because no one has spoken to them from Earth, and it may be that an Earth spirit can have more influence than we. We will bring him to you. Then after a moment, we have told him that a friend wishes to talk with him. I said to him that I understood that he felt that he was lost. Yes. I do not understand what has happened. I have missed my old friends for some time, and I do not know where I am. I was ill and fell asleep and must have wandered away from home.
Do you know how long you were ill?
No. It seems to me a long time, but I do not remember. I thought I was very ill.
Had you thought that your illness might have led to death, and that your falling asleep was the passing?
No, I had not thought of that. I wonder if that can be true?
I think it is.
Well, I cannot understand it. I thought the life of the spirit was one of happiness and glory, but I have found nothing like that.
I think if you will cultivate your powers of sight and hearing, you will find some of the happiness and glory.
I wonder. You have given me an idea. I am alone here now, but have several companions part of the time.
Can you see anyone about you now?
Yes, there seem to be other beings of some kind.
Listen carefully and see if you cannot hear one of them talk to you.
There was a slight pause.
Yes, one of them has just spoken, and he says you are telling me the truth.
123 Yes, I am sure I am telling you the truth.
Well, I wonder if that can be.
You have given me the first understanding I have had of what might be the explanation of my plight. I had felt all the time that I had somehow wandered into a strange country and among unfriendly people. I could make no one understand what had happened to me, or where my home was. I did find a few who seemed to be lost in the same way, and we have tried to comfort each other, and have been waiting and searching for something that would give us some clue to what had happened.
Then Mary wrote, "We think he will listen to us now, and if he does, we can of course soon explain it all. We think just that hint was all that was necessary. We have tried to tell them these same things, but our influence seemed unavailing. It seems to be that the vibrations from one on earth are more penetrating, have a more convincing quality somehow. There may be an accurate explanation, but we have not learned just what it is. Some of the others you found more difficulty in impressing. This time, for some reason, it seemed very easy.
Possibly just a difference in personality. And now to close this chapter, we will bring one to you who is not yet conscious that he has died. He thinks he is lost and wishes to find the way. We will write for him.
I have been sick and wandered away. Why don't my friends find me?
Were you sick at your own home?
No, I was ill in a hospital, but I am not there now. I must have lost my mind and wandered away.
Were you not too ill to walk?
I knew I was, but here I am, wandering about without either doctor or nurse. I must get back to the hospital again.
Do you know what happened?
What did happen?
Were you not growing weaker and weaker every day?
Yes.
I remember the weakness, but now I have strength to walk.
I must be better.
You have strength because you have left that old weak body, and are now spirit with spirit strength.
That cannot be.
Oh, that cannot be. I left my friends, my business, my home. I must go back.
Which way shall I go?
You cannot go back to your mortal body, but you can develop a wonderful life there.
124.
Mary interposed with, "We are trying to have him listen, but he persists that he must get back to his business and to his home."
Did you have a wife?
No.
A mother?
Yes. She is worrying about me.
I must go to her.
She does not worry now, for she knows that you have died and are beyond all earthly worries.
That cannot be true.
Where am I?
You are in spirit land and need no longer worry over earthly cares and troubles.
Must I forget my mother and my business?
Forget your business but remember your mother.
Can you see?
Not much.
Can you hear?
I hear you.
Can you see someone near you?
No, I only see a shadow.
Can you talk to him, Mary?
Mary wrote in reply, "He cannot hear me yet.
Try to listen.
I do not understand.
Mary is near you trying to help.
Who is she?
A spirit like yourself.
Listen and try to hear what she says.
125 I hear a faint sound.
Is that Mary?
Yes.
There are others near you, all trying to help.
I'm beginning to hear a little.
They say I can soon hear and soon see and soon know there is joy in this life."
Then very slowly the pencil wrote, "I suppose it must be true."
Mary added, "We can take care of him now. When the earthbound spirit can hear and see, no matter how dimly, the worst is over. We can quickly teach him the rest."
Further accounts of undeveloped spirits. If a reader has carefully followed these stories so far, He will undoubtedly be struck with the variety of personalities presented, and this characteristic is still further displayed in those that follow. Ignorance of spiritual values, carelessness in any thought of a future life, selfishness of character, and a lack of knowledge concerning certain necessary requirements in the spirit world, especially those of sight and hearing. These are shared by most of those who are brought to us. But in other ways they are as different as such persons would naturally be in earth life, for personality always persists. If it did not, there would be no way of establishing the identity of anyone. In fact, no one would likely have any separate identity or individuality. The critic will naturally note the similarity of the conditions in which the unfortunate spirits find themselves, the darkness, the silence, and their sense of being lost, and will at once jump to the conclusion that they all originated in the minds of those who received them. But I venture the assertion that if this critic arrives on the other side, with his mind hypnotized by his own unceasing suggestions that there is no future life, with no thought of the conditions that the lack of a material body necessitate, with no education of the spirit senses of sight and hearing, with a dazed and halfway dream-like mentality that does not reason out the meaning of the few ideas and sensations of which he is conscious, I say, he would certainly make just such remarks and ask just such questions, when he was first approached by one whose voice he could hear. No. These stories did not originate in the subconscious mind of anyone. They are genuine accounts of unfortunate souls who have failed to understand the great change. And the sooner people can be induced to believe the truths that they imply, the sooner there will be a change in the general attitude toward a future life. And I think it is generally conceded that if our knowledge and realization of the facts of personal survival and of the need for preparation here were more nearly universal, the world would be a far better place than it is at present. The reader may not care to go through all these stories, but if the doubter will read and analyze them carefully, he will find much food for thought. They are given for instruction, not for entertainment. 126. The businessman we are bringing to you for help, a man whose very soul was in his business and in money making when on earth. We will write for him. He is not advanced at all, just keeps crying, "Why am I here? Oh, why am I here?" We spoke to him but received no reply. Mary wrote, "He is so little advanced that he scarcely hears you, but he wishes to have you tell him, if, as he says, you know anything about it, where he is and how he came here. Do you remember any sickness or accident?" Mary then wrote for him in reply, "I don't know. I was at work. Something happened, and the next thing I knew, I was wandering around in the dark and trying to find some way out. Well, when that something happened, you lost your material body, you died. And now you are in the spirit world. I don't believe it. Damn it all. Why don't you help me? That is what we wish to do. But you must be patient. Can you hear anyone near you? There is a mumbling sound, but they don't know anything. I tell you I want to get out of this. But if you will listen they will tell you how. I tell you they don't. I'm with them, and I can tell. You must be patient if you wish help. You have left the body and I what the world calls dead. No. I know I'm alive. If I can once get out of this I'll show you. We wish to try to help you out. I'd rather be dead than here. Do you not see some differences compared with what you left? I don't know, I don't seem as large as I was. That's because I can't find anything to eat. You say it is all dark. Can you see anything at all? There are queer looking shadows and a mumbling of voices. Did you ever in times past give a thought to what you would do, what you would be like, when death of the body occurred, how you would see, how you would hear? 127. I never gave it a thought. I tell you, I was in the thick of the fight. Lots of opportunities, lots of opportunities for money making, for the man who knew. And I knew how. I beat them all. And I've got a million somewhere back there that I must take care of. What were you going to do with your million? Why, what would I do, except to have a good time? Travel, fun, races, pool, loads of things to do, and a host of ways to spend a million. I made it, I tell you. It was mine to do with as I pleased. and here I am and can't even touch it. Do you call that justice? I wonder if you practice justice in your business? Why, just the same as all businessmen, making money when I could, proud to beat the other fellows to it, proud that I had the judgment to step in at the right time and carry off the shekels. How long have you been in this condition?
Not long.
Don't know when or how I came colon just found myself here.
Did you have a family?
No, I lived alone. But I tell you I had a mighty good suite of rooms. Sporty, maybe you would call them, and sporty they surely were after business hours. You see I was an A1 businessman, and never let pleasure interfere with business.
Is your mother living?
No, she died long ago.
Were you ever married?
No, never wanted to.
Do you remember your mother?
Not much. She died before I got grown up. Do you remember any good things you did during your life? Any help to anyone?
Gee, I don't know.
Yes, I do. I had to help a poor woman once who was burned out, and had nothing to feed herself or her children until some of us fellows got in and made up a purse for her.
Did that give you any pleasure?
No. I don't remember much of that.
128. Did you do anything else?
I used to give to churches and charity when asked, because it reacted favorably on my business.
Oh, well now, I remember one thing I did colon helped a blind girl to have an operation on her eyes.
My, but she was grateful.
Didn't cost me much either.
Wish I had done more of that sort of thing.
If you had, you might have had more happiness.
Bet you can't tell me any way toward happiness in this hell of a place.
Well, if you want to get out of that place, and wish us to help you, you must do as we say.
Now tell us more about what happened when you left your business and came here.
I was in my office, someone came in. Said I had.
The impression was to write the word cheated.
No, I won't write that word.
It wasn't so. I only did what any smart businessman would have done, made a little money on the side. But it happened to clean him out, and he blamed me.
He pitched right into me.
I don't remember whether it was pistol or fist. But the next thing I knew I was here.
That's all the story.
Well, it is very clear from what you say, that he killed you.
That is, your body was killed, but you are still alive.
Only now you are in another world under other conditions.
Do you not see the difference?
I see my hands do not look the same.
I can see through them.
Well, suppose I am dead. What are you going to do about it?
Help you, if you will let us.
You say you want to get out of that dark place?
You bet I do.
Tell me how.
Now listen carefully.
Do you hear anyone?
Yes, I do.
Who is it?
Then after a moment, someone here is telling me that I can come into a beautiful life if I will try.
But that I must give up selfish thought, and try first of all to help others.
But, how can I do that?
I can't even help myself.
If you will listen carefully to what they tell you, you will learn how.
I begin to hear words plainly.
Yes, and I begin to see plainer.
Why is that?
You are beginning to learn how to use your spirit powers.
Is that true?
Well, I guess I'll have to believe it. But there is my old life. It looks kind of bad to me now.
I never saw it look so before.
Yes, I'll try to be a better man if you will help me.
129. We cannot be with you.
But Mary is trying to help you already.
Where is she?
Right by you.
Do you not see her?
Yes, I begin to see her.
Why?
She is dressed in silvery white.
Someone else is with her.
Will they help me?
Of course they will, if you will let them.
Well, I'll try.
The shop girl, we have brought a young woman to you who seems to feel that she has been injured in some way.
We are not certain whether it is a physical or a mental hurt, but she still thinks she is living, and she is full of hate and revenge against someone.
This proved to be more fear than hate.
Can she hear you?
We think not.
We then spoke to her.
We are told that you wish assistance.
Can we help you?
Who are you?
Friends who wish to help you.
Where am I?
Are you lost?
Yes.
How did that happen?
I have been as if in a dream.
I was trying to get away from someone, and I must have lost my way.
Was someone trying to injure you?
Yes.
A man was hurting me, and I ran.
Are you injured? Yes. I scarcely know how. 130. Where did you live?
In, I've forgotten. Was it in a large city?
Yes.
What did you do?